KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, 76 degrees in Atlantic, on our way up to 90 today under a partly cloudy sky. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Well, speaking of the weather, get ready for heat and humidity later this week into the upcoming weekend. National Weather Service in Des Moines says temperatures will warm from the upper 80s today into the lower to middle 90s by this weekend. And these temperatures, combined with tropical humidity levels, will result in heat index values rising from into the 95 to 105 degree range. The heat index Saturday in Atlantic, Council Bluffs, and Des Moines will be around 101, with Sioux City coming in at 104 and Ames at 103. So be heat smart if you have outdoor plans late into this weekend. The weather forecast, as we mentioned, is calling for both extremes in temperature and humidity, and health officials are urging people to be prepared for the heat. Floyd Valley Healthcare Emergency Room Manager Mary Jo Clark says people may be more susceptible to heat exhaustion and heat stroke since their bodies have not yet adjusted to the combination of hot temperatures and high humidity levels. She said there are several signs that a person is suffering from heat stroke.
They start to get kind of confused. Their speech may be a little slurred. Their skin is no longer sweating. It has now dry because the body said, nope, we're going to stop trying to sweat, and we're going to keep the skin dry and keep the moisture inside. They'll get nauseated, and they'll start to vomit.
Clark says in order to beat the heat and avoid heat exhaustion and heat stroke, you'll need to consume a lot of fluids.
The recommendation really is water. Now, and the sports drinks are very good because they do replace your electrolytes. The problem is that some of those are high in sugar content, which then makes you more thirsty, and it makes you drink.
And there are two beverages, she said, that you should avoid.
Definitely avoid caffeine and alcohol. Those are what we call diuretics, and so those are going to pull the fluids out of your body.
Nursing supervisor Lamar says you should take frequent breaks and try to stay out of direct sunlight during peak afternoon hours. And she said the type of clothing you wear can also help prevent heat exhaustion and heat stroke.
A nice wide-brimmed hat that'll block the sun and keep you in the shade. Long sleeves are what is recommended. So lightweight, light colors. So white does not attract the sun, but black does. And so that's why they recommend like long sleeve, lightweight, so that the breeze, in case there is one, can go through and keep you cool.
Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported several arrests. Beginning on June 19th, deputies arrested 40-year-old Eric Dean James of Messina on a felony forgery charge. James was later released on a $5,000 bond. And 31-year-old Jessica Lynn Pedron of Atlantic was arrested the 19th on a district court warrant for a probation violation. She remains held in the Cass County Jail on $7,500 bond. As also on the 19th, deputies responded at around 2:30 a.m. to a two-vehicle accident in Atlantic. A 2002 Dodge Neon owned by Sierra Lene Parker and driven by a 16-year-old female was eastbound on 14th when the car hit the rear of a parked Chevy owned by Nicole Larray Kinney. There were no injuries reported. Damage to both vehicles was estimated at $2,000. Upon investigation, the juvenile driver of Parker's vehicle was charged with OWI first offense and possession of marijuana first offense, and she was subsequently released to her parent. On June 20th, as a result of a traffic stop, Cass County deputies arrested 18-year-old Aaron Lee Mack of Atlantic on charges of felony possession with the intent to deliver marijuana and a felony drug tax stamp violation. Two 16-year-old males from Atlantic who were also in the vehicle were charged and taken to the juvenile detention center in Council Bluffs, while Aaron Mack was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on her own recognizance. Information as to the custody status of the juveniles was not available in the sheriff's report. On June 23rd at around 1:30 a.m., Cass County deputies responded to a report of a single vehicle accident on 745th Street. A 2012 Ford F-150 owned and driven by 24-year-old Tyler Thomas Stork of Anita was southbound on 745th when the vehicle entered the east ditch, rolling multiple times and landing on its top. There were no injuries reported. Damage was estimated at $12,000. Upon further investigation, deputies arrested Stork on a charge of OWI first offense. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. On June 24th, 29-year-old Amanda Dawn Rucci of Wyota was arrested on a district court warrant for violation of probation and an additional charge of violation of a no-contact order. Also charged with violation of a no-contact order was 24-year-old Trey D. Anderson of Exira. Both individuals were taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on their own recognizances. Also arrested June 24th was 49-year-old Vicente Gomez of San Antonio, Texas, who was taken into custody on a court warrant for failure to appear. Gomez was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day as a result of a dismissal of the charge. On June 25th, Cass County deputies arrested 23-year-old Amanda K. Ellis of Lincoln, Nebraska for OWI first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Ellis was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on $1,300 bond. Authorities in Creston report today that two men were arrested on separate charges Wednesday. According to Creston police, 51-year-old Walter Hughes of Creston was arrested on charges of OWI first offense and carrying weapons. He was later released on a $3,000 bond. And 58-year-old Michael McCutcheson of Waterloo was arrested in Creston on a Blackhawk County warrant of probation violation. He was being held on a $5,000 bond at the Union County Jail or transferred to Blackhawk County. And a resident of the 700 block of East Jefferson Street in Creston reported to police Wednesday afternoon that sometime between 2:45 and 3:45 p.m. Wednesday, someone keyed his father's vehicle while it was parked in a driveway of the 600 block of South Stone Street. An estimated $500 damage was done to the vehicle's passenger side rear door and front fender. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said three people have been arrested in Oakland Tuesday night. At around 9:15 p.m., a deputy responded to a call about an assault at a residence in the 100 block of North Kearney Street. The victim, a 70-year-old male, refused medical care. Taken into custody for assault causing bodily injury without intent and public intoxication was 23-year-old Daniel Scott Roush III of Oakland. His bond was set at $1,300. A little after 10 p.m. on Tuesday, Pott County deputy was dispatched to a residence in the 200 block of Brown Street in Oakland in reference to a domestic assault. After speaking with a female victim, 21-year-old Haley Nicole Carson of Council Bluffs, she along with 20-year-old Shane Elam Rouse II of Bellevue, Nebraska, were arrested. Carson was charged with supplying alcohol to a person under legal age. Her bond was set at $1,000. Rouse was charged with domestic abuse assault causing bodily injury first offense, public intoxication, and violation of probation. His bond was set at $300. Just before 4 p.m. Tuesday, a Pott County deputy was called to a residence in the 500 block of Antique City Drive in Walnut for a reported domestic situation. When he arrived, two state troopers were already on the scene. One of the troopers had arrested 53-year-old Kevin Peck of Walnut for domestic abuse assault causing bodily injury first offense. Peck was transported to the Pott County Jail. At around 4 p.m. on Tuesday, 26-year-old Cyril Dante Duncan of Council Bluffs turned himself into the sheriff's office. After a warrant for violation of parole was confirmed, Duncan was turned over to corrections staff. And an inmate at the Pott County Jail, 37-year-old Nathan Dwayne Blue of Council Bluffs, was served with a warrant Tuesday for kidnapping in the second degree, armed with a dangerous weapon, domestic abuse assault, strangulation, bodily injury, harassment in the first degree, threatening by forcible felony, and domestic abuse assault causing bodily injury. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports numerous arrests over the past week. At around 12:50 a.m. on Wednesday, 39-year-old Daniel Lee Walling of Glenwood was arrested for burglary in the third degree and theft in the fourth degree. His bond was set at $6,000. On Monday, 18-year-old Brendan Henry Bruce of Council Bluffs and 18-year-old Braden Xavier Dietz of Glenwood were arrested for criminal trespass, minor in possession, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Their bonds were set at $1,900 apiece. Sunday morning at around 12:20 a.m., there were three people arrested in the vicinity of Ingram Avenue at Highway 34 in Mills County. 62-year-old Debra Lynn Patton of Omaha was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and two counts of unlawful possession of a prescription drug. 64-year-old Robert Charles Carlson of Omaha was arrested on two counts of PCS and possession of paraphernalia. And 58-year-old John Lee Carlson of Omaha was arrested for driving under suspension, depositing or throwing trash on a highway, speeding, and fraudulent use of registration. Separately arrested on June 23rd was 20-year-old Chase Zachary Stewart of Glenwood for violation of a protection order and 29-year-old Colton Fred White of Neola for OWI second offense and carrying a weapon while intoxicated. On June 22nd, 21-year-old Alexander Dwayne Von Segrum of Blair, Nebraska was arrested in Mills County for OWI first offense and 27-year-old Bobby Jeanette Flynn of Glenwood was arrested at the sheriff's office on a warrant for failure to appear. And finally, on June 21st, there were two arrests in Mills County. 53-year-old Michael Scott Holtz of Malvern was arrested on Interstate 29 for driving while barred, possession of drug paraphernalia, failure to provide proof of insurance, operating a non-registered vehicle, and a windshield window requirement. And 42-year-old Michael Leon Boren, Jr. of Pacific Junction, was arrested for domestic abuse, obstruction of emergency communications, and harassment. Boren was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. That is a check of our news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.